Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Dogs, doggos, puppers, woofers, whatever you call them, they're one of the most beloved animals in the whole world. But even though roughly a third of us own at least one of the cute canines, many of us don't realize just how much their sleeping positions can tell us about them. And it's not just dogs that reveal all in their sleep. So grab your pooch and snuggle up tight, because it's time to find out what your dog's sleeping position reveals about them and explore some other animals with crazy sleeping habits, too. Dogs have the uncanny ability to sleep in the wildest of positions. If you've got a pooped-out pup of your own, there's a good chance you've seen them on their back before, legs in the air like a drunken loon. As uncomfortable as this position looks, though, it's actually a sign that your pooch is feeling laid back. They're very vulnerable, with their tongue completely exposed and all their vital organs with it. So, well done. Your dog trusts you not to slay them in their sleep. Another common position is the pancake, which is when they sleep on their side. Again, they're leaving their tummies open to attack, so it's a trusting, carefree pose that often indicates a strong bond with their family, which means you. Your doggo might adopt this position more often if it's older, as it alleviates stiff joints, but dogs of all ages love to sleep like this. Keep an eye on your doggo if you see them in this pose. They're much more likely to sleep run, and doggy dreams can be pretty hilarious to witness. If your dog's sleeping on their tummy with their front paws tucked backwards, they're probably sleeping pretty lightly. Despite looking incredibly comfy, this position is actually quite tightly wound and doesn't allow the little tyke's muscles to relax enough to enter deep sleep. It can indicate that your dog has a shy, gentle nature, though still quite adventurous. I guarantee you'll have a fantastic sleep, though, if you go ahead and follow my podcast. That's because you'll be able to rest safe in the knowledge that you'll never miss another incredible, informative episode of mine ever again. Anyway, where were we? A doggo sleeping in a curled-up position, which we call the snowball, is also pretty tightly wound, but it has a very different meaning to the last position we explored. Most of the time, it just means they're cold and trying to get as warm as possible. By covering their belly, they're probably just trying to keep toasty. However, it could mean they're apprehensive about something. Being in a new environment around different people will often cause a dog to sleep like this, as it's comforting for them. So you're more likely to see it in a new or stray animal. A much stranger position to catch your dog snoozing in is stood or set up. This can be pretty comical, but it might just be the way your pooch is wired. Centuries of breeding and training has led some breeds of dog, like German Shepherds, to be able to sleep upright so they're always ready for action. Military pups, especially, will grab sleep stood up wherever they can. But it's not just working dogs. puppies often fall asleep while standing too, because the cute little fluffballs can't handle being left out of the fun. However, a stand-up sleeper could be a sign of something altogether darker. As well as being a potential sign of anxiety, sleeping in this way could sadly indicate that your pup has previously been a victim of abuse. A Florida couple that adopted a dog from a rescue home reported that, despite giving her a bed, the poor pup ignored it and would only sleep standing upright. It turns out her previous owners had forced her to sleep this way every night, and the behavior had become so ingrained that the dog couldn't sleep any differently. Another heartbreaking story comes from Georgia, where a woman rescued a precious poodle from a supposedly licensed breeder. But it turned out they'd been running a puppy farm. With the dogs kept in cramped cages, this poor pooch had never slept lying down, and so fell asleep standing up next to his brand new dog bed. These are unusual, albeit soul-destroying stories, but if you see your own dog doing this, it's worth checking in with a dog behaviorist if you're suspicious at all. A much more common and thankfully positive sleeping pose is what's known as the lion's pose. Dogs sleeping in a lion's pose with their head on top of their paws are positioned so they can easily shift into an upright stance. As well as being ready to play, they're also ready to jump to attention if a threat appears, so you're much more likely to see them adopt this stance by your feet or the front door. While the lion's pose is pretty common, this next pose isn't quite so much. It's called splooting, or the Superman, in which the front paws are leaning to the front and the back paws to the back, much like a flying Superman. No, your pupper isn't going to suddenly rise into the air and shoot lasers out of its eyes. The position only makes the dog look like the Man of Steel mid-flight. Dogs can easily jump to their feet when lying like this, just like in the lion's pose, so it's popular in young, playful puppies. It's also quite similar to how I look after I've had a few too many drinks. However, it could signify some pretty serious issues. Younger pups are probably fine, but if your older dog starts splooting one day, it may mean they're uncomfortable and splaying their legs out is easing their pain. Osteoarthritis is a prevalent condition in aging dogs where the protective cartilage cushioning the ends of their bones rubs together painfully. By adopting the splooting position, a dog in pain can ease its suffering. An injury that hasn't fully healed could also cause your dog to sploot, so if they take a nasty tumble, keep an eye on how they sleep afterwards. That being said, if your friendly Fido's always enjoyed some quality sploot time, don't get too worried. They probably just love it. The reality is, you'll have a pretty rough time trying to tell if there's anything wrong with your pampered pooch from their sleeping positions alone. Generally, dogs can and will sleep in the most bizarre of poses. Although a splooting dog may be showing signs of illness, your dog might choose to sleep in very odd positions purely because it's comfy. In fact, the more outlandishly your dog sleeps, the more likely it is that they're completely fine. Anytime you catch them dozing on their backs means they're comfortable and may just be a little hot, even when they're lying in the most ridiculous positions imaginable. Exposing their belly isn't just a sign of trust, but also a great way for doggos to cool themselves down, as their tums are the least furry part of their body. One adorably freaky Shih Tzu from the Philippines called Paningning loves sleeping on her back so much it's the only way she sleeps, kind of like an opposite sploot. But Paningning also loves a naptime snuggle, which is another sign that your dog is happy and healthy. Puppers that are comfortable cuddling up to either you or your other pet show that they feel close to whoever they're snuggling with and want to spend some quality time together. Of course, it could also just mean they're using you for your warmth. Those sly dogs. On the other hand, if you notice your usually social dog is sleeping away from you, in quiet corners of the house or underneath furniture, this might be a bad sign. Dogs that are anxious or scared about something will often hide away, much like us humans do. Most of the time, this is due to a stressful change in the environment, like a new house or fireworks going off. However, if you can't see any obvious environmental changes, then it's possible your dog is hiding because it's ill. In this case, a trip to the vets is never a bad idea. All in all, dogs are known as man's best friend for a reason. We love the hilarious hounds, and they love us. But doggos aren't the only animals that we can learn a lot about from their sleeping habits. Cats are so notorious for sleeping that they've even inspired the term catnap, and deservedly so. The furry felines are known to sleep for up to 20 hours a day. Many of their sleeping positions give away the same telltale truths as their canine counterparts. However, there are some key differences. You've probably noticed that cats absolutely love squeezing themselves into tight positions. If they feel like it, they can fit into even the smallest of nooks. Sometimes to their detriment. The reason for this obsession? The cramped spaces make them feel more secure. While a dog hides away when it's anxious, a cat will hide away even if it's in a good mood. Despite what you might expect, cats that do this often are more likely to be the bold, feisty ones. They look for secure places to sleep because they expect others to pounce on them as they would to you. If you own a puss, you might also be familiar with the glamorous eyes half-open look. If their eyes aren't properly shut and their ears are outstretched, they're resting but not completely asleep. Often, newly adopted kitties who aren't adjusted to their surroundings yet will do this. This behavior evolved as a way to catch prey that ventures too close or to jump out of the way of danger, almost like a sixth sense. So don't worry, your cat might look like the undead, but it's actually on high alert. Next up, let's talk about sea otters. Now, you probably don't own one of these as a pet, but sea otters have some of the cutest sleeping habits going. Their thick fur traps a layer of air around them, which makes them incredibly buoyant, allowing them to chillax to the max on the waves. However, they're in danger of floating away when it's time to catch some sleep. To solve this problem, the creative creatures wrap themselves up in seaweed, which anchors them to the ocean floor and stops them from drifting off. Sometimes up to 100 of the floating fur balls can be seen sleeping together in this way. You know what's even cuter though? If there's no seaweed around, the adorable little critters will hold hands so that they don't float apart when they sleep. That's a whole lot of cuteness. Remember how cats can sleep for up to 20 hours a day? Well, if you told a giraffe that, they'd probably cry. That's because the tall-necked tree munchers only get around half an hour's sleep a night, which is the shortest sleep requirement in the entire animal kingdom. They live in the vast open plains of Africa, and unfortunately, there are a ton of animals living alongside them that love the taste of giraffe. So sleeping for any long period of time would be a certified death sentence. To avoid a sticky end, giraffes don't just sleep for half an hour a night, they do it in stints of a few minutes at a time. Jeez, I can't get to sleep within an hour, let alone a minute.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
What's more, due to the animal's long legs, it takes them a really long time to get up once they've sat down. So long, in fact, that if a lion saw them in this vulnerable position, the poor giraffe wouldn't have a chance to run away before becoming big cat food. This means most of the time they don't bother lying down at all. Instead, they sleep standing firmly upright. Sometimes, if they're lucky, they'll get to rest their heads on each other's behinds because, let's be honest, butts are hella comfy. When they're foals, they can actually afford the luxury of lying down in an odd position as they sleep, with their necks twisted round and their heads on their staunches, while their mothers keep watch for any unwanted predators. But as soon as they're old enough, this extravagance has to end. Imagine sleeping in a bed until the age of 10, then your mom coming in one day and telling you you've got to start standing up every night. I'm getting grouchy just thinking about it. Now, just like every other animal we've explored at so far, dolphins can't breathe underwater because they're mammals. Unlike any other animal we've looked at, though, dolphins live underwater. So, how on earth do they sleep without drowning? The answer's pretty crazy. When it's time to rest, dolphins keep their breath held, but only shut down one half of their brain. That's right, they can put one side of their brain to sleep, but keep the other awake, with the conscious side's eye open. We call this amazing phenomenon eye-hemispheric sleeping. By sleeping in this way, dolphins can stay alert enough to avoid predators and also know when they need to swim up to the water's surface to breathe. Doesn't exactly sound relaxing though, does it? Well, even though they have to keep popping up every 8 minutes for air, the side of their brain that's sleeping still gets a proper rest. Not only that, but they switch which side rests too. Incredibly, by regularly swapping the conscious and unconscious parts of their brain, the clever critters can stay alert for 15 days straight. If you want to try and beat that, you'd have to watch all three of the Lord of the Rings extended editions 31 times over without drifting off. Yeah, just as I thought, you're up for the challenge. Next up, for years, scientists couldn't understand the perplexing mystery of the great frigate bird. These majestic creatures can stay in flight for up to 2 whole months without touching down even once. How do they not get tired and fall from the sky like big, black, and orange snowballs? To find out, a group of researchers captured some of the birds from their home on the Galapagos Islands and implanted something with an odd name. Let's see if I can say this. Electroencephalographs, or EEGs, into their brains. These nifty bits of tech can read electrical activity and detect when an animal is asleep or awake. After releasing them back into their habitat, the researchers found out that, crazily, frigate birds actually sleep while flying. They have to because despite going on long excursions over water, they can't swim. Nice one, evolution. Fortunately, the birds can use the same technique as dolphins, the unihemispheric sleep, to complete their long journeys. By shutting off half of their brain and keeping just one eye open, they can still circle upwards on air currents and avoid colliding into other birds. The really crazy thing is, they do this for just 45 minutes in a whole day of flying and only sleep in 10-second bursts. Considering that when they're on land, the birds sleep for a solid 12 hours, it's pretty incredible that they can function at all on less than a 12th of this. Never mind the great frigate bird, I'd be the irate frigate bird with that little shut eye. Snails have a pretty justified reputation for being slow. However, the Egyptian desert snail has earned a rather different name for itself as one of the weirdest sleepers in the animal kingdom. Way back in March 1846, a small, unextraordinary snail was brought from Egypt and added to the British Museum's natural history collection. Assumed to be dead, it was glued to a board and placed inside a glass display case, where it stayed for 4 years. Then, one day in March 1850, the museum's curator noticed an odd smudge of dirt and some slime in the display cabinet. Curious, he removed the snail from its case and plopped it into a small bowl of water. Amazingly, two little tentacles popped right out of the shell, followed quickly by the rest of the miraculous mollusk. Word spread fast of the snail that rose from the dead, and before long it had become something of a celebrity. So, when the snail eventually did die, it was mourned almost as if it had been human. What the shell had happened then? Well, in spite of being thought dead for 4 years, the snail was actually in a state of torpor, which is similar to hibernation, but over a far longer period of time, its body temperature lowered, its metabolic rate slowed, and because of this, it was able to survive an unbelievable amount of time without food or water. You see, if desert snails go without moisture for too long, they'll fall into this deep sleep for years if they have to. So, when the little guy was eventually dipped into that sweet, sweet water, it must have felt like the most incredible spa day ever. I bet he had the slime of his life. Now, it's pretty well known that bats sleep upside down. Could you tell me why, though? It's actually because their wings aren't strong enough to take off from an upright position on the ground. And even if they were, the furry critters can't run fast enough to build up the momentum to take off anyway. By hanging upside down, when they drop, they can use gravity to give themselves that extra oomph and propel upwards into the air. Okay, so that wasn't such a hard one. But considering bats sleep for around 19 hours a day, do you know how they manage to remain hanging upside down all that time without falling? I reckon I've got you now. It's because bats' talons work the opposite way to most muscles, and their knees face backwards. This means that when they relax, special tendons lock the toes and talons in place, so that while they're hanging, their body weight and gravity keep them firmly in position. Bats have to physically flex their leg muscles to release their grip and fly from their perches, meaning there's no chance of them accidentally dropping off. It's why bats never skip leg day. You know how when you have a nasty cold, it can be pretty tough to get to sleep. Well, next time, maybe you should try getting a great big load of snot and wiping it all over yourself. Okay, maybe don't go that far, but something similar works for the parrotfish. Some species of this reef-dwelling fish have special mucus-secreting glands in their gills. Before they go to sleep for the evening, the fish use these gills to blow up a big, mucusy bubble that surrounds their entire body. For a long time, scientists had no idea what the giant snotball was all about. Do you have any ideas? It turns out that the bubble actually works as a type of shield against some bizarre alien-looking things. Believe it or not, they're not aliens, but actually a species of tiny underwater parasite called gnathids, the larvae of which feed on fish blood. Understandably, parrotfish aren't so keen on them. The nasty gnathids prowl the coral reefs at all hours, but during the day, any parrotfish that get infected can seek out cleaner fish to gobble up the parasites. At night, however, the fish are much more vulnerable. Or at least, they would be if they didn't use their super mucus powers to protect themselves. Not only does the snot shield physically block the gnathids, but it also blocks the scent of the fish, which the parasites use to track them. Like a mosquito net on steroids. Now, if I'm really tired, I've been known to pass out in some pretty unusual places. The backyard, the kitchen floor, your mom's bed, all sorts. But that's nothing on the walrus. This semi-aquatic animal is probably the least fussy sleeper in the whole world. They'll sleep floating along the water's surface, lying on the bottom while clinging onto ice floes with their tusks, and they sleep on land too. If they're completely submerged, they'll employ unihemispheric sleep, because much like dolphins, they can't breathe underwater. However, to get a longer snooze in, they'll keep their head above water and bob around like a buoy. This is made possible by a couple of expandable skin pockets either side of the walrus's esophagus called pharyngeal pouches. These pouches can hold up to 13 gallons of air, and when they're filled, they let the walrus chill upright in the water without drowning. Furthermore, due to a lack of predators, they're usually completely safe like this, which means when they're on land, they can sleep for a solid 19 hours without a care. Don't go thinking they're lazy, though. They only need this much rest because they'll sometimes swim nonstop for almost 4 days. As of November 2021, the longest time any human has spent swimming without pause is just over 52 hours set by former Olympic swimmer Neil Agius. And as impressive as this is, it's still 32 hours less than the walrus's record. Now, lastly, back in 2008, a team of scientists were on a boat looking for sperm whales when they ran into a very strange sight. A group of water-dwelling mammals was drifting vertically near the surface of the water, motionless other than the movement of the sea. Some whales were also captured in 2020, doing the same thing. Up until then, people thought whales only slept horizontally in a unihemispheric fashion, which they do, but the strange, mystical sight of the upright whales changed everything. Now we know sperm whales can also get some proper shut-eye, albeit in a very weird fashion. When they get dozy, the whales swim downwards head first and drift into a deep sleep. Once asleep, their heads flip up due to being more buoyant than the rest of their bodies, and they float unconscious for 10 to 15 minutes at a time. They'll only sleep for a measly 7% of their day, though, similar to a giraffe. Unlike giraffes, however, it's not predators that prevent whales from long uninterrupted sleep, but their own bodies. You see, whales need to almost constantly be on the move, or they risk losing too much of their core body heat. Therefore, they can't afford to sleep for longer than a few minutes at a time, or they'll put themselves in danger of hypothermia. Do you know any other bizarre animal sleeping habits? And have you noticed your pet sleeping in any strange positions recently? Thanks for listening. See you next time.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.